What about in the first-line metastatic setting? How do you decide between, for example, FOLFIRINOX and NAB-GEM? A lot of times when I ask that question, people just talk about the general status of the patient, whether they can tolerate FOLFIRINOX. Is that your approach?
Yeah, so every country's got different health basket. We don't have nab-paclitaxel as part of our health basket, but a lot of our patients through private insurance can get nab-paclitaxel. And then there's also clinical trials where sometimes nab-paclitaxel is the backbone of what's being offered. So it really all depends. It's not always a clean medical decision. Sometimes the other non-medical decision-making issues that also change the way we have to think about things. But on a whole, I think if I see a fit patient, and even if he's around 78 or 79 or 80 and he's really fit, I would actually opt for the FOLFIRINOX combination in the first line setting. I find that with the patients, it just gives me more treatment options because then I can give the nab-paclitaxel in the second line option. It's much harder to go in pancreatic cancer from a doublet to a triplet than from a triplet to a doublet.
I'm kind of curious whether or not you have access to NALIRI 5-FU, leucovorin, and whether or not you use it.
No, we don't have it as part of our health basket either. Some patients have private insurance, but then the majority of our patients actually get part of the FOLFIRINOX combination in the first line setting, so it's less relevant for the decision-making paradigm for the second line setting. But I've had a few patients receive it.